The Melodia Children's Choir from Russia received several standing ovations from the crowd of a little more than 300. The boys and girls performed from risers outside in heat of 102 degrees. They wore elaborate white outfits, some trimmed in red, green, and gold, some with colorful jeweled headdress as they sang several pieces, including Russian folk songs. Before the concert, Rick Wirth, vice president of the Northern Kentucky venue, greeted the choir with the help of interpreter Anastasia Garasimchuk.
And I'm the vice president here at this children's home.
Я вице-президент здесь, в этом детском доме.
And we have been waiting for you for months.
Мы вас ждали многие месяцы.
Garasimchuk is originally from the Ukraine, but is now a Cincinnati resident and one of 4,600 volunteers for the World Choir Games. She's a mother of two and already has a job outside the home, so her schedule's full, but she says volunteering for the games is worth it.
Well, it's a little challenging, of course, but it's fun, and I like being helpful. And I like interpreting, I like translating, and I like hearing them sing. The next song they're going to sing is also a Russian folk song, and it's about the winter, the favorite season of Russians. And it's called Ах ты зимушка зима. Зима is a winter in Russian.
Ах ты зимушка зима, ты холодная была. Ой, лили, ой, лили.
Choir members Maria and Anna are 16 years old. They could speak some English and really wanted to share their experience of the World Choir Games so far.
I like to meet new people, to speak to each other. It's so exciting, it's so cool.
It is a chance to show our choir and to see people from all over the world.
While many World Choir Game events have a price tag attached, the Friendship Concerts are free. Beth Phelps from Mount Healthy, Ohio, has been to several of these concerts and was thoroughly impressed with the Russian Children's Choir.
It's been wonderful. Every choir has been enthusiastic, and it's been a real experience to hear all of these different choirs from different countries.
A second round of concerts and competition begin this week. There is also a Parade of Nations Tuesday when participating choirs dress in colorful outfits and will take part in a procession from Duke Energy Convention Center to Fountain Square. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.